Hello, hello, hello. My, it has been well over a year since, well, just over a year since our last podcast. And my, has the world changed. Currently, we're seeing perhaps the very beginning of the end of the coronavirus, COVID-19, that affected the entire world, every continent. COVID isn't new. COVID is a group of viruses that has been around for a long time, including the rhinovirus, which is the common cold. It's not new, but what we call COVID-19 is a new virus in the COVID family, in the COVID group. And it's been some kind of year. 2020 has come and gone. So many things have happened with COVID-19. The symptoms were affecting some people. They weren't affecting other people. They were saying that the symptoms appeared between 2 and 14 days after exposure to the virus. And there were fevers and chills and cough and shortness of breath and difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle, body aches, headaches, loss of taste, loss of smell, sore throat, congestion, runny nose, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. It's just been a crazy time, and so many people have died. We've had some rapidly produced vaccines, which aren't perfect, but they definitely help in the spread of COVID-19. Moving on, let's see, mid-March 2020, I walked out of my office and closed the door for what at that time was going to be an indefinite period. We did not know. Since then, we've pivoted slightly. We have recently begun to go back into the office 1-2 days a week, that kind of thing. Certain restrictions, the hand sanitizing, the mandatory masks in our building, etc. It was, COVID-19 was a wake-up call. And I say for most Americans, because around the world, it was critical for Americans, because it permitted people or people begin to examine their lives and the lives of their families and their children's goals were redefined, and it kind of made us realize that life as it was may never return. Not that that's good or bad. It can be better, but it probably won't return in the same form. But we can still master our own destinies. And I say in America, it really flipped us out, because in many other countries, they've experienced epidemics like SARS, sudden acute respiratory syndrome. SARS was only in, 2016, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think so. Very few cases of SARS here. We may have had 40 cases of SARS here in America, but it was in Asia. It was in China. And then we had the MERS, which is the Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome. But, we've been pretty fortunate. Our last big scare was the AIDS epidemic. And to be quite honest, millennials were barely born at that time, or they weren't born at that time. So many alive today don't remember the AIDS epidemic. I do, because I was actually in nursing school at that time. So it was close up and personal for me. Okay, so our business pivoted slightly along with many others, but we're still afloat. We're still there. We're still present, which is good. We still have our office. There's a new president today. There was a different president that when we were going through COVID, the biggest scare of many people's lives, there was a new president. And so today we have a new president. We have a woman, a black woman, vice president. That's new. That's exciting. There are new social media platforms. TikTok has grown exponentially. We have Clubhouse, which is an all audio platform, and they just implemented monetizing for its members. So that's a good thing. And there have been many, many more things that have transpired. There have been many deaths from COVID-19, and I don't want to understate the deaths of the many people who have died worldwide. I pray the families who remain have found some semblance of closure and peace. Definitely. I mean, it was a devastating, and it is a devastating time. It isn't over yet. And then there's a recent death, yesterday, I think it was, the death of Prince Philip, who has walked beside and behind Queen Elizabeth II for 74 years. My heart bleeds for her because she said he has been her rock and her stay for, you know, 3/4 of a century. I send peace to all those families who have lost loved ones, and I look forward to meeting with you again on our next podcast about nothing. I ask you to be well, continue to be well, be strong, stay motivated, and please do the minimum of wearing a mask, if not for yourself or for me. Let's do it for our children, for the kids, so that they can have a future, for all children. If we save ourselves, we can save our children and their future. Thanks for stopping by, and there's more to come. Thanks for joining a podcast about nothing but yet about everything, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.